and gentlemen, the B.B. King Orchestra, under the direction of Eddie Sinigal, from Los Angeles, California, the B.B. King Orchestra.
How about a nice round of applause for the B.B. King Orchestra?
Thank you.
Olympia, BB King. BB King, ladies and gentlemen, in person.
You act like you're ashamed. You don't act like my baby, you're just using my name. But I tell you I'm gonna have the money, and I don't want no back talk. You don't like what I'm doing, can't help no thing. I don't want you to answer the door. was her sister coming by. Because she don't know, she talked too much. She just had to come by to see us. Feel a little sick, baby, and you know you're home all alone. I don't want the doctor at my house, so you just suffer, suffer, suffer till I get home.
Let me hear you say it. Let the good time roll. Thank you. Thank you so much. We love it. Oh, we're having a ball up here tonight. Hope you enjoyed yourselves out there a little. I know this is the Playboy Jazz Festival. I said, I know this is the Playboy Jazz Festival. Let me tell you this, though. I don't have a bunny. I just have Lucille. So, I spoke to Mr. Heffner a little while ago. And he said, it's all right to shake a little bit as long as you don't bother the nearest person to you. So if you want to shake a little bit, it's not going to bother Brother Bill either. In fact, he might get out there and shake with you. When we recorded this, it was early in the morning, and everybody was shaking the boogie a little bit. But not too many shake the boogie like he does. Good thing they put the boogies together good, because the way he shake his, he'd probably shake it apart if it wasn't put together so good. But I heard somebody say, do it, 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 do it. One more time, one for me, one for you, one for Lucille. That's all right.
Pick up me a tombstone.
when I read your letter this morning, baby. That was in your place and oh, when I read your letter this morning, baby, that was in your place. That's what I decided. Oh, that I would be better all day. The letter read.
Oh, I must stand up for
you. It's no use you looking for me, baby. I'm a hoping to get me back. She said, "No use. No use in looking for me, baby. I'm a hoping to get me back." Because it's all over now, baby. Hey, baby. And you can bet on that.
Do you think I've lived my life all wrong?
really didn't want to give her no bad advice. So I thought about it a little bit more. And I thought about it. And I thought about it. This is what I said.
Now, you've had enough of now. If you want to keep on flying, take the hammer and hammer, take the clothes to the head. You've had enough of that, or you might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving.
I was walking down the streets at sunrise one morning in London, England, and I saw this long black Rolls Royce limousine pulling slowly down the streets. And in this Rolls Royce limousine was the Queen of England, looking tired, just got back from a party. And she leaned out and she said, "Aren't you B.B. King?" She said, "Well, B.B., sometimes it seems like it's so hard to try to pull things together. Can you tell me what you think I ought to do?" Well, I thought about it. First, I thought that you can't get a queen no bad advice. So I thought about it. And I thought about it. Thought about it. And I thought about it. Thought about it. And I thought about it. Thought about it. This is what I said. Bad enough of now. If you want to be so fine, hit the hammer and hammer, keep it full of the head. You're bad enough of that. You might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look down. Bad enough of now. If you want to keep on flying, keep the hammer and down and keep the fool speed ahead. Bad enough of now. Or you might just wind up crying. You can keep it moving if you don't look down. Thank you.
Boston, ladies and gentlemen. Make her happy, please. Miss Gabby Boston.
Thank you, Miss Boston. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Over to my far left at the keyboard, Eugene Carrier. How about a hand for him, please?
I can't hear you.
Thank you. On guitar, Leon Warren. Leon Warren.
Thank you, Leon.
On the bass, little Russell Johnson. Make him happy, please.
I can't hear you.
Thank you. On the drums, little Caleb Embry on the drum. Caleb Embry. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to my far right.
On the trumpet, way over there on the trumpet, ladies and gentlemen. James Boogaloo Bolden. James Bolden. Make him happy. Thank you, sir. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Last but not least, on the tenor saxophone, the spotlight's on this young man. He makes his home in beautiful Southern California. Making happy our musical director, Mr. Eddie Sinegal, ladies and gentlemen. Sinegal! We thank you so much. Yes, surely. My guitar, Lucille. you, Eddie Senegal and the B.B. King Orchestra.